This is Plans, Hope, and a Future podcast with Jennifer Osborne and Tiffany Brereton. Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining us again. We're so glad you decided to give our podcast a listen and that you liked what you heard the first time, or maybe you're new. I don't know. You know, it just people can land on these podcasts in different ways. So glad you're here. How are you doing today, Miss Tiff?
Hi, friend. Hi, friends. How are we doing today? Doing okay over here. Processing a lot this morning.
Yeah, we were just talking about that off air about processing feelings and trusting God and how that's a hard space to be in, buddy. Just a hard space.
Amen. So last week we ended on a suspenseful note, ooh. I believe. Well, maybe not. But Jen spoke about sharing a story with us about her nails, and I actually know this story. I said I can't wait to hear the story, but I actually already knew it. But I'm excited for her to share because I love her attention to detail and honoring God and in the small. So, Jen, why don't you tell our audience about this cool story?
You know, and I'll preface this by saying that God really is in all the small details. He really is. I love when he surprises us with things that we are not necessarily expecting. And then when he shows up in these small things, I think the cool part for us is just to be aware of those and go, oh, wow, God, you really, like, that was really cool.
Amen.
So this whole thing is like one story, I feel like, you know, with the nail polish.
Yeah.
I said in the first episode, like I've been writing now for about 8-9 years. I mean, a long time. I've got 5 books out, you know, some under my name, one under a pen name. And, you know, I've been writing for a long time. So I felt like God had been saying to me for quite a long time to write my story. And he gave me the title. And, you know, I had people say, oh, you need more of a provocative title, what have you. But no, God gave me this title of A Beautiful Healing. So when I came into this year and finished all of the edits, got through all of the process, was ready to release, got a cover design done in keeping with, you know, kind of the theme of my story, which is how God redeems trauma and how he steps into trauma and helps heal. And I know that's your and I shared experience.
Right.
And so, I mean, I'm looking forward to just digging deeper into that as we go along in this podcast. But nevertheless, so the cover, which was beautiful, by the way, the cover designer did an excellent job. This is nothing. I say this to say it was nothing on the part of the cover designer.
She did great.
Oh, my gosh. She's the most amazing cover designer ever. Her name is Amy Q Designs. Shout out to her. But nevertheless, the design was something that I had asked for and I liked, and it was a face with a tear through it, and it was my modern face with my child face. And I at first approved it and was like, yeah, I like that. And then it just felt completely uneasy. And you and I had a conversation, and I'd been praying about it, about what to do about this cover. And I felt like I needed to redo it. But I didn't like have the resources to redo it as far as like get some photos made, you know.
Well, back up for just a minute. I felt like when you were praying, I remember getting a phone call right afterwards because you felt like you were supposed to call me. And neither one of us at the time exactly knew why you were supposed to call me. Because I didn't have a clue, right? You didn't have a clue.
Detail girls forgot about that.
Look at me in the details. Look at me.
That's true. I totally forgot about our big long conversation, but yeah, we did. I did feel like I was supposed to call you, and I talked to you about the cover. We talked about the release date. We were just kind of processing everything, and you know, it's interesting when you feel uneasy about something that God has given you. You don't always know the reasons why, and that's where trust really does come into play. Like, okay, God, I'm going to trust you, even though I feel really uneasy, but you're not telling me why. So I'm just going to trust you with it. But anyway, so I was telling you about that and how I needed to get new photos made. And you were like, oh, boo, I got you. I can take photos.
And I say boo a lot.
Yes, you do. Which is cute. Anyway, and I was like, really? You would do that? Now, you listeners may or may not know, some of you probably do. Tiffany is a photographer, and she had a photography business for a while and does a phenomenal job. And so I knew when she said I could take your photos that I was in excellent hands.
Oh.
I did. I knew you would do a great job. So we decided to meet up and we scheduled a date. And I was like, the night before, man, I really want to get my nails done, but it's a little too late. They'll see your hands in the photos, right? And
And we scheduled it like from that phone conversation, we had it like scheduled for 2 days later. So it was really quick.
Super quick turnaround because trying to get my book released fairly soon. So it was like, how can I redo this with some updated headshots? And anyway, so I wanted to get my nails done, but it was too late. So the night before I was really lamenting that. And I felt like, oddly enough, that the God was reminding me that I had these really neat gel press-on nails that I had bought like 3 months prior.
Yeah.
And this is where I feel like in the small detail, how God answers our prayers. He's answering our prayers before we actually even call for them. There's a scripture, I believe it's in Isaiah, that says that he answers us before we even call. And so I was calling and he reminded me that I had bought those 3 months prior. Now, as I've had these, when I bought them, I was like, oh, these are really cute. I'll maybe use them someday. And that's kind of odd for me in that I am not a super girly girl, unlike Miss Tiffany, who is.
Unlike me.
Oh, she's girly girl. you are. And I am.
I know. I love it.
I'm learning to be more girly girl. I'm more tomboy, artsy, weird. Like, yeah.
Don't talk about my friend like that. No, no weird.
I embrace the weird. I'm okay being weird.
Okay.
It just means I'm different, and God, that's the way God made me, so I'm okay with it.
Yeah, just so you all know that I'm really weird too, but I embrace my weird as well. Yeah, I love
right,
it.
Right. We're weird, and that's okay. God made us that way. Weird just means different. I like being different. Anyway, so buying nail polish for me was kind of an unusual thing. So I went ahead and did it. Didn't know why. Put it on my shelf. There were a few times in this 3 months that I thought I'm gonna use those. Like I've got these, and why am I not using them? And it was like, no. The impression I got was like, no, just leave them there. Just leave them there. And so as I'm thinking the night before the photo shoot, God reminded me of that, and it was a very small thing, seemingly that God. It was an answer to prayer. God answered me before I called because He wanted that. For me, you know, God wants to give us those things that delight us and give us joy. Like He really cares about all those small details in our lives, whether we believe it or not. It is the absolute truth.
Amen.
It's the absolute truth. He wants to be in those kind of things. So yeah, I was like blown away over the nail polish. And so the next day, as we're getting ready to shoot, I'm coming in going, look at my nails. God provided this for me. Isn't this awesome? I've had these for 3 months. Let me tell you this story. Like, I was so in awe
Yeah,
of God in that
so
moment.
good. Yep.
And you
Yep.
were laughing. You were like, ooh, that's a good story.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I love just, and I love being in the space too where I'm seeing all him and all the details and having his eyes. So you triggered a story for me, a detail story that just happened actually yesterday.
Go for
And
it, girl.
I haven't even shared it with you yet. So, as some of you listeners may know, I just released a book and I'm having a little launch party Thursday and just trying to pull everything together and all the details that I should have just hired Jen to do for me. Just, so I was out shopping yesterday and I had to grab a few things, and I love the Dollar Tree. I don't know if anyone else is obsessed with the Dollar Tree. People make fun of my love for Dollar Tree, but I love the Dollar Tree, okay? I can't help it. I can't help it. I can't pass up a good deal. Just love it.
Yeah.
So I and it's great for like party supplies. You pay twice as much at another store. So I went in just to grab a few like bowls and essential things. And I am making these cute little, well, I'm not gonna take away the surprise because you will have already seen it if you're there. So, but I'm making these cute little stiletto cupcakes, okay?
What?
Yeah,
That
because
sounds
the book.
complicated, but you
No,
can share
no, no,
later.
no. It's gonna be easy. Well,
Yeah.
I hope so. You'll have to tell me if it was a fail or a win Thursday, but it looks easy. It looks like I can do this. I'm creative. I feel like I can pull it off. Anyway, so I hadn't even thought about like colors, like what colors are is my party gonna be? I really didn't even think that I needed that. So, but I love pink and turquoise. You'll see that in our little picture. Like me and Jen both love pink and turquoise together. So I was like, let's just do pink and turquoise. And God literally just like confirm that. And like all the party supplies, the bowls and the trays, like pink and turquoise were the colors
Wow.
that were available to me. So I went and looked in, the little food section, because I know that sometimes they sell cake mixes. And I was like, well, I'm gonna have to make the icing, specific to this color, because pink and turquoise icing for the stilettos, for the heel cupcakes, if you will. So I go to the back that direction, and wouldn't you know, there is pink and turquoise icing already
What?
made right there. I've never seen that before in my life. Right there in the back of the store, there was white, there was chocolate, and there was pink and turquoise, and that's it.
Wow, that
Yeah,
is
so cool. So
so cool.
I was like, it saved obviously money because I didn't have
Yeah.
to buy like food coloring and all the extra things to make this color. It saved time because this icing is already mixed to the color I need. And it's just gonna make my life easier in the end, right? So it was just cool in the little details how God really cares about me getting the colors I like for this little launch party. So
Amazing.
yeah,
Oh.
it was exciting.
That
I
is,
was
well,
just blown away. I'm like, really? Really? So
isn't that amazing how God is he cares about the details, right? He cares about the small things in our lives, not just the big things. Like
yes.
we can bring everything to him, and he had that sitting there waiting for you, basically.
Craziest
Or
thing.
Tiffany, come and get the icing. That's so cool. Like, who would have thought you would have found turquoise and pink
Yeah, and I
icing like
can
that?
even go further. The cupcakes, you just make a normal cupcake and then you kind of place a flatter cookie on top to make the heel part, or the where you would put your foot part.
Yep.
And then You know those like little coffee sticks that I forget what they're called, but they're like little sticks that some people put in their coffee.
Like a
And I think they're
drizzle.
like a praline type of thing, tiny little thin sticks. Well, that would be the heel part. Okay. So that's how you kind of put it together. So it seems easy. So I'm thinking, obviously, I need to order, these extras that the Dollar Tree is not going to have them. I just ordered black cupcake liners that will arrive from Amazon today. And I
Yep.
was thinking I was going to have to, put icing on these little sticks to match the liners of the heel, like a black icing. But I was like, that's going to be messy. That's going to color people's mouths black. Have you ever ate black icing? It's like staining your teeth, and it's just not awesome. If you can avoid that step, that's awesome. So I go down the aisle where the food is, and here is little praline sticks in a color I've never seen them before. And want to guess what
Wow.
that color was?
Turquoise.
And no, it was the black to match
Oh.
the cupcake liner. So they were cookie and cream little sticks.
Oh, cool.
I had never seen them in black. I've always seen them, in like hazelnut or whatever that you would put. So they ended up matching the cupcake liner that I had just ordered before I left the house. I mean,
Wow.
just the moment before I left the house. And every little detail of that cupcake was there that
Yeah.
I needed.
Yeah. That is
Just
so cool.
I know, I
That
know.
is
So
so
I was
cool.
like thanking God throughout the store, like, God, how cool are you? Like, this is the smallest little thing. So, and now that we're doing this podcast, I feel like, I'm just encouraged and blessed to really be hyper focused on that, like, and I think that is really just our heart and intention of this podcast for everyone to be able to see him in all times and all things. Because let's be honest, life is hard and circumstances and situations and things still happen and traumas and all the things, but just to recognize him in even the smallest of details
Yep.
helps a just as a reminder too, you're not alone. So
It,
I'm excited about the
me
podcast.
too. I, but you know, it reminds me of just being grateful, like gratitude. You know, like Anne Voskamp wrote a book, how many years ago? It's been a few years ago. Not super long, but anyway, so it was about finding gratitude in even the smallest details, the
Yeah.
smallest details, and how that, you know, that begins to build in you just a spirit of gratitude when
Yeah.
you're becoming aware of, like, wow, I woke up today. You know, I can breathe today. I, you know, whatever it is, just today I took my dog for a walk, and as I was walking, I felt like it was like, okay, what am I hearing right now? And I was like, I'm hearing the singing of crickets, the faint song of crickets in the air. And I was like, that's beautiful. And it's like, what am I feeling? I'm feeling the moist air on my skin and how comfortable it was, how cool it was, how it was just a kiss on my skin. And then I was thinking, what am I seeing? Well, I'm seeing like a cloudy sky that is just shielding me from a lot of heat. And, you know, I was just thinking about all of these things and just being grateful for that moment and slowing down enough to say, what's going on in this moment?
Right. I
And
love that.
yeah, it was such a cool little walk. And I thought, thank you, Lord, that I'm just aware of that. But, you know, I did want to,
Right. And we can miss them, right? We can
yeah.
miss all the time and just stay hyper focused on all the things wrong in our life. And it's super easy to do. And I think that is, the way that the enemy just gets in there and twists the narrative of our life, because the hard things seem so big in our minds at all the time. And, they, again, we honor those things, But to forget everything else because of the hard things is just not honoring of God as well. So,
right. And that goes back to, I made a post on Facebook this week about if you bury your wounds, remember you bury them alive and they will come back. So it's
amen.
It's learning how to
say that again real quick, Jen. I think it's a good thing to remember.
If you bury your wounds, you bury them alive and they will come back.
They will. Alive.
But this is just even in general, like even in situations where you get really angry and frustrated, you have to acknowledge what you feel. You have to honor what you feel.
Right.
And at the same time, you can still trust God and you can still acknowledge God. The two can coexist. I have a friend of mine, Lakrita Bowman, her phrase that she says a lot is and both. And this is one of those situations where it's like, it's an and in both. You can acknowledge how you feel, be super honest, talk about your wounds, talk about your trauma, or in a particular moment, if you're feeling angry, frustrated, being okay to say, this is what I'm feeling. But at the same time, knowing you can still trust God in those moments.
Right.
Don't bury it. Don't push it down. Don't act like it's not there because you've got to be, spiritual and ignore what you're feeling, because that they'll just come back. That's a wound. It's going to come back.
Right. And I love what one of our pastors said last year. I think it was just like on a Facebook Live or something, Ali Patterson. She said, our feelings are good indicators, you know, that something's wrong.
Yeah.
So allow them, you know, to be in the back seat, not in the driver's seat. And that just means like they're there, they're real, they need to be dealt with and attended to as well. But they're not driving and steering us around in our life and our decision making. And I think that, you know, as girls tend to have and women tend to have a lot of feelings, it's always a super good reminder that, you know, these things are coming up for a reason, and that doesn't need to reflect my everyday and punishing other people, and whatever that looks like, because I have these feelings. These feelings are something inside of me that need to be dealt with and healed and, you know, taken to the Lord and really processed.
Yeah.
But not driving around our day-to-day, movement. So.
Right. Acknowledge what you feel, process it. Don't push it down. That's really how you process a feeling, by acknowledging that it's there. Hey, I feel angry. Okay, why do I feel angry? What is that butting up against? Because denial will just make it, they'll come back up. If you bury your wounds, they'll come back. They're alive. They didn't, when you bury them, they're not dead.
No,
you might think they are. And I've been notoriously well. And when I've done that, especially in my life with people, if I try to bury a feeling that I have where I've had a disagreement with somebody and just put on the happy face and say, I'm okay and everything's good.
Right.
Eventually it'll come back. And if we ever have another disagreement, the first thing I'm going to think about is the wound I had before. And the thing they did before and what I was feeling before, and I bring it in and it just makes it bigger. So anyway.
Right. Yeah. And some circumstances, and I just, feel like it's important to say too, if you have stuffed things down forever, like a lot of us have, I think it's also God's way of helping us survive in those moments. So there's some big moments that, there's times where we have to just continue on. I remember death very close to me, and I'm not going to go into all the details because we don't have time for that today, but just knowing that I still had to raise my child, and in God's grace I was able to continue to do so because of just the moments of being able to put it away for a moment and be a mom and deal with that situation and still be able to survive and not be consumed by all those things. So he was able to just give me bite sizes of the feelings that way. So it was yeah, I think his design in our brain is just so beautiful that we are able to survive from some of those hard big moments in our life. So
that's true. That's true. And being able to come back to it when you can in safe ways. And yeah. Oh yeah. 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 Totally. Totally got.
Yeah.
But you didn't bury
Yeah.
it. You didn't bury it forever.
No.
And you didn't bury it. You just kind of said, I'm going to set you over here for a moment.
Amen.
I got to be a mom. I got to do these things.
Right.
Now I'm going to come back to you. So.
Amen. This was good. This was exciting.
That's
I didn't know how this was going to be today. So I enjoyed this talk.
Yeah, it's been a really.
Thanks for listening to this process.
Talk about nail polish and
amen.
Frosting and all the things, right?
All the details. Look at, I'm on board with details today. Praise
all right.
God.
So I want to challenge our listeners as we leave you today.
Yeah.
Think about where God is in your moments today. And just, I pray that God shows up in all of your little details and just amazes you.
Yes. Yes. Me too. Amen.
Amen. So we'll see you guys in a week. Have a good one, folks.
Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Plans, Hope, and a Future podcast with Jennifer Osborne and Tiffany Brereton. Podcast copyright 2022, Parable Road, LLC.